lot of great big fat monkey hits for you, and a few surprises as well. We had a new album out last year, some of you may have heard about, called Good Times. Thank you. We're going to do one now, one of the singles off that album called You Bring the Summer.
Yeah.
so much. Senior moment, yes. Thank you very much. I can hide my own Easter eggs now. Okay. Before that song with the guitar, we have another one. It's another song off Good Times. One of the first singles, a wonderful, wonderful song called She Makes Me Laugh. She's fine as any other time. I think about her all the time. Cross my heart and hope to die. Since we send me messages and pictures, directing traffic in the mall, I'm posing with some managers. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh. She makes me so glad that I got her to think of. We'll have a dinner tonight. We'll play some Scrabble with the guys. Wear our new party hats. Maybe I will take her on safari. You'll see us right from the canoe. If that's what she wants to do, tell me what's wrong with that. She makes me songs by Neil Diamond, Carole King, off the new album being Vivid Rivers Cuomo. I mean, I've been so blessed to have all these, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, who wrote some of the biggest hits we ever had. And I always like to sort of dedicate my show to the songwriters that I had writing for me. This next one, written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, and it's very, very special. Because this is the one that started it all. Take a nice train across it. I need you at the station. Maybe you back for three. I'll make you. Bobby Hart. Not only did they write some of the greatest songs that we did, but they also were the producers of the early records and were responsible in part for crafting the sound of the early Monkey music. But before the Monkees, I actually did have a life, unbeknownst to many. I had a group called Mickey and the One-Nighters. And, because that was it, one night. But hey, we did a lot of rock and roll cover tunes and stuff like that. And one of my party pieces, one of my favorite tunes, was a song by Chuck Berry, the late great Chuck Berry. And I'm going to... I'm going to do it for you now. And you may be asking yourselves, or maybe not, why is he doing an old Chuck Berry tune? Well, it's because this was my audition piece for the Monkees. This was the song that got me the gig. Unknown at the time. The name of the act was the Jimi Hendrix Experience. How many people knew that here? Probably quite a few. But for those of you that didn't know, yes, it's true. Jimi Hendrix was the first opening act for the Monkees. As strange as that may seem. I thought it was great theatrically because they were a theatric act. I mean, it was a show, you know, that he put on. And we were a theatrical sort of act, too, to some degree. Anyway, I thought it was a good idea, and they must have thought it was a good idea, so we went out on the road together. But, of course, he wasn't well-known. And the kids, you know, the 10 and 12-year-old little kids that were there to see, you know, the Monkees, frankly. And, well, I'm gonna show you what it was like. This is the honest to God's truth. This is what it was like, Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees. That's us hanging out. He was a great guy, wonderful guy. Very good solo. Wonderful man, great, incredible musician. Boy, that was sounding pretty good. You want to hear the rest of that?
So fun.
new album, one of my favorite, written by Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. I originally did this with my good buddy Papa Nez on the album. But since he can't be here tonight, I want to bring out my favorite person in the whole world to sing it along with me. Please give it up for my sister Coco. Singing together for many years.
Since 1918.
Our mom, my mom taught us how to sing, really, and the harmonies and stuff like that. And we're going to do for you now, actually, a special little treat. We don't do this often. This is one of the first songs our mom taught us how to sing. And we're going to do it Acapulco.
Nothing happened. We're
going
to do without music.
Oh, Acapulco.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. Pack up all my cares and woes. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, black love. When somebody waits for me, should you see, so is she. Bye, bye, black love. No one there to understand me. Oh, what her love stories they all have me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll ride late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. One, two, one, two, three, four. Pack up all my kids and we'll sing. I'll go sing low. Bye-bye, blackbird. When somebody waits for me, shows me so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird. No one there no more understand me. Oh, what other stories they all have. For you now, and a little story behind this one. Back in the very, very early days of the Monkey Experience, as you probably heard, many of you, we did not have a lot to say about what was going to be recorded, or by who, or the anything, the musicians, the artwork, the nothing. And Mike Nesmith was a singer-songwriter, and he was frustrated, as you can imagine, and he went in to the producers of the music and the show, and they said, I have a new song I want to record as one of the Monkey tunes. And he played it, and they said, oh, that's lovely, but no, it's not a Monkey tune. And he said, wait a minute, I am one of the Monkeys. And they said, yeah, fine, but no, we're not going to do that. And so he said, fine, okay. And he went off, and he gave it the song to a young girl singer who was kicking around Los Angeles at the time. And I want Coco to do the song for you now. It's a song that became a big hit by Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies called Different Club. Yeah.
Can't kiss to see you.
Bands I've ever played with. Unfortunately, they missed the flight. But these guys are really good too. You met it before. Please say hello again to my dearly beloved sister, Coco! I'm back on vocals and percussion. Over here in the big bag bass from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. John Billings. On the drum kit from that little state of Connecticut, where we'll be tomorrow night, Mr. Rich Gard on the drums, give it up. On the keyboard from Boston, Mass, that big guy, Mr. Dave Alexander. And last but not least, my musical director and lead guitar player, Mr. Wayne Amers, give it up.
Dream believer.
so much. Got a couple more for you. This is one of my favorite. Like I was saying before, we had all these incredible songwriters writing for us. One of my favorite was that lovely young lady, Miss Carol King, and her partner, Jerry Dawkins. And this is one of my favorite, Pleasant Valley Sunday! The blood rappers down the street is turning. I'm Kids at home over there, just remind them, I sang this song long before Shrek. I thought love only true in fantasy, meant for someone else and not for me. All of us have to get me to do, that's the way it seems. On my brain, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. I was losing track. All the greatest pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a chase. Then I saw her face. I'm a believer, not a trace. Down in my mind.
Drugs Safe, everybody. Thanks for coming.